and welcome to the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Sund. Investment-grade bonds are having a solid year. Yields are still attractive, credit spreads are tight, but flows are coming in strong. Sounds great, right? But here's what most headlines don't tell you. Many portfolio managers are still nervous. And instead of pulling back, they're actually staying long credit bonds and adding hedges behind the scenes. Let's talk about why that is happening and what it means for your portfolio. Right now, spreads on high-quality corporate bonds are near the lowest levels this year. Normally, that would signal rich valuations and limited upside. But instead of selling, managers are actually holding onto their credit exposure because all-in yields are still look compelling, and there are still pockets of opportunity to generate alpha. However, there's still a lot of macro noise out there. Sticky inflation, geopolitical flare-ups, and the ever-changing outlook for the Fed. So investors are actually asking, how can I stay invested but protected against the downside? That's where credit hedging comes in. Think of it as insurance where you spend a little premium to get protection. In portfolios, this allows you to keep high conviction bonds but hedge the tail risks. Here are some ways investment managers are doing it. One approach is through index overlays, using tools like index credit default swaps, such as CDXIG or high yield, to hedge broad credit exposure without selling a single bond. Other strategies involve using options on credit indices or credit ETFs to reduce beta during volatile times. This is not about running scared. It's about being surgical, riding the carry, but protecting the downside. So what does this mean for investors and advisors? It means portfolio managers aren't complacent, even in a good year for credit. They're not going to cash, but they're not flying blind either. If you're allocating to core bond strategies or credit-heavy strategies, it's worth asking the question, are they proactively managing credit risk exposure with hedges or just riding the waves? Because in this environment, how you manage risk matters just as much as how you find yield. Credit markets have been resilient, but caution hasn't really gone away. Hedging allows investors to stay invested while managing the risks that still linger beneath the surface. This is not about calling the next big move. It's really about building portfolios that can hold up through whatever comes next. And sometimes a small, simple hedge can make a big difference. Thank you again for watching.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.